which is not the voice of Tara, unfortunately, but I do have the great honor of filling in for her today, and I'm glad that you are listening and texting, and you may do that, by the way, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989, or, of course, that same number if you want to chat verbally. Love to hear the sound of your voice. Before we get to some of the things we're talking about, I might as well get to some text because apparently people are taking me to the woodshed. This one, first he gave me, well, first, thanks. This, I couldn't remember the name I mentioned of the quote I gave you. And it was Alexander Tytler, who very kind for one of you listeners to remind me of the name. Just so you'll know, well, I'll share that in a second. But he was a historian professor from Scotland. But then another texter wrote, how can you manage money and not be able to search a cell phone? And then he gave me the Wikipedia that gave me time. Well, I can search a cell phone, but and I appreciate your ire. By the way, I have your phone number right here. I'll be searching out your phone. No, I'm just kidding. But I have show prep. If you could see, I run all these things off. I do 2 to 3 hours a day of research and show prep, just so you'll know, because, of course, we have our own show. And I run them off so I can highlight certain things. Well, in running this off, at the end of the quote, it didn't print the name. So there you go. But thank you. And I will work on my cell phone skills. I'll do my best on that. And if that weren't enough, now I'm in trouble over here. I'm a female. I agree with you completely. But I would be very careful attaching what you're saying to maternalism. As a mother who does not do what you represented, that made me bristle. Okay, ma'am, I understand your point and your view, and it is well taken. But I would point out to you that I'm not the first that's made this comparison between socialism and maternalism. That is essentially what socialism promises is, we'll take care of it all. We'll nurture you and give you stuff, and it'll all be good, just like raising children. And wouldn't you have to say, in a way, that we have reached a stage of infantilism, in a way, in our country, where rather than work for something, what we used to call meritocracy, which was how this country was built, that has all been unraveling, and not just here, throughout Western civilization. In fact, this is probably going to make you even madder. If you really want to look at how we have arrived here, it is a witch's brew, basically, of feminism, anti-racism. All of these things have been really in the forefront of academic thinking and teaching. I'll give you an example. Now, this is something important. In fact, in the coming hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to be interviewing an author named Michael Thompson, who has written a couple of books, one called Heart of a Warrior and King Me and some others. And it's part of a movement, a Christian movement, to help men see who they are as men and be men. Okay. But what has happened to our country, to a large degree, has been, and I've lived through it. We're now on what they're calling third wave feminism. So just bear with me here. According to Atlantic Magazine, 3/4 of all the editorial hires in the past year have been to women. 69% of them, people of color. If you go back and you see what began really with Barack Obama and, well, far before that, the Equal Opportunity Commission and all this, the entire ethic of you can rise as high and as far as you're willing to work to get there, which is meritocracy, began to be thrown overboard And in just a very short few decades, we have come to this. There was a piece in what was Compact Magazine called The Great Feminization. And this is an important point. Right now, you may or may not know this. And if you're a woman, don't misunderstand. I'm not talking to conservative women who, but you have brothers, husbands, fathers. Young men in this country are being vilified. It's unbelievable. So when you start, look, I'll give you one example. You know how we talk about lawfare all the time and how terrible Donald Trump's trying to get things done in lawfare? Try this one on. Here's a tipping point. Law schools have become majority female. Starting in 2016, it started to grow. Today, 33% of the judges in America, 63% of the judges appointed by Biden, are women. In 1974, that was 10%. Now, don't misunderstand. But by and large, much of feminism is basically woke and loves socialism. There is an unquestioned, institutionalized anti-white, anti-male bias that's going on in left thinking. And my gosh, look at the results. Okay, ask yourself this question. Is the media more trusted now than a decade ago? Lowest trust they've ever had. It's gone from 80% of people trusting to 21%. 80% back in the 70s. Now we're down to 21. Do you think Hollywood is making better movies, better TV shows? Do you think academia is more respected now than it's ever been? Have all of these institutions gotten stronger? Have they put out smarter people, more well-educated people? No. And so part of this has to do with the great feminization. And if we continue to go down this road, this is not a good thing. Because, let me give you another statistic. In 1970, America's non-Hispanic white population was 89%. There's another factor here. It's 47% now. So at the same time that's going on, we've imported the third world. So look at it this way. There is an anti-discrimination machine that has slowly been gnawing away at the basic constitutional Christian capitalistic values that made America great, that made the West great, which are what? Anyone, male or female, can rise to the level of their own competence and willingness to work hard. But what the left has done is said, no, you don't have to do that because you are a protected class. And by creating classes and dividing us from one another, they have made us less effectual. They've made us more angry with one another. And that, my friend, is how we've arrived at this pretty pass. Question is, where are we heading with all of this? I'd love to hear from you on that one. I'm Tony Dale sitting in for Terror Servations. I'll be back after this. Howdy, welcome back. And let us start this segment with some of the texts. I appreciate you guys texting as you do. So some interesting ones here. Second wave of feminism in the 70s was bad enough, driving the black father out of the household, making sure men like me did not have a dad's guidance through adulthood. Today, it's even worse. Let me give you a statistic. Thank you for your text, because he's right. So in 1958, 80% of black households had a two-parent family. It's 21% now. What happened? Well, the brilliant Lyndon Baines Johnson from right up the road in Johnson City, Texas, near where I grew up in San Antonio, had the brilliant idea of the Great Society program. We're going to fix it all. We're going to... You don't need men. The government will take care of you. We'll pay for every child you have. And what happened? Black women started having babies, more and more babies. They didn't need a man. Uncle Sugar would take care of it. Everything you're seeing in this country, the fraud that's going on in Minneapolis as an example, has been built on this whole let government take care of you. Creeping slow motion socialism, which, as I point out again, is a form of maternalism. Let big government take the place of mama and daddy, and we'll take care of you, okay? Another text, the massive malaise that envelops America today is that folks realize the demise this and other cultural changes have caused and know that you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. What a brilliant thought. Very good text. So all of that is true. And we have to, however, say this. This is a different text. I 100% agree, but our son has got to be smarter. Our sons have got to be smarter, I think she meant to say. We accuse them of identity politics, and we continue to put the same labels on them and talk to them with labels. We've got to be smarter in our messaging. Okay. So let me just give you one last thought, and we'll move on from this particular line of thinking. But feminism took anti-discrimination and HR laws way one toke over the line, so that preference was given to anyone of color, a quote, a minority, or a woman. Well, eventually, what began to happen is you had women saying, well, I don't need a man. I'll just go out there and have a career. I can have it all. And a lot of these, look at who the majority, here's prima facie evidence of what we're talking about here. Women who are the older boomer, white, overeducated women, the career women who were told this in the first wave feminism, you can have it all, you don't need a man, go out there and do it yourself. That's primarily who is running the Democratic Party to a large degree now. They bought into it and they were very unfulfilled. But here's the other part of it. You know, there's a saying that demographics is the future. It really is. So all these women who've been empowered by careers have at the same time sidelined a lot of men with careers and not married guys with careers. And the reason, or the result rather, is marriage started falling off the cliff first. And you look throughout the Western world and you will find that birth rates have plummeted so badly that within the next few generations, we're going to see dramatic changes. I'll tell you why this is an important thing, demographics especially. Western countries have been promising, in our country we would call it Social Security, but there are a number of programs, all of them supported by whom? The current worker. Well, so the current baby boomers, of which I certainly am an example, have created most of and now have the majority of wealth, and many of us are on Social Security and Medicare and so forth. Well, this younger generation isn't having babies. They're having very few babies. That is a problem because the taxes needed to support Social Security are coming from current taxpayers. At what point do you think that the Gen Zers and the millennials are going to say, now hang on a cotton picking minute here. Are you telling me I've got to continue to, you're going to tax me how much for these old, for what? Hold on a second here. It is very important that we start having more children. And China, Russia, Japan, pretty much the entire first world has the same problem. Do you know who are having babies? India and Africa. They're having huge numbers of children. Oh, and the Somalis, lest we forget them. That is something we absolutely must talk about, and we will. We will get to that. But first, JJ, how much time do I have left? Five. Good. Okay. How did we get here? I mentioned in an earlier segment that trust of the mainstream press has plummeted from 80% back in the good old days of Walter Cronkite. You remember that. all the way down to 21% now. Oh, as an aside, this is so funny. You probably can find the story. I didn't bring it in. Over the weekend, yesterday, CBS, which is, as you know, Barry Weiss, or you may know, Barry Weiss, who started the Free Press, is now the head of CBS News. And all of a sudden, she's making these big changes and making all of the liberals over there mad. They actually came out with a piece. I wish I'd run it off. I'd read it to you, but you can find it. Where essentially the anchor came on and said, we would like to make an admission to you. I'm paraphrasing, but his point was that we in the mainstream press have not been giving you all the truth. We have, in fact, not been doing a very good job at our job, which is supposed to bring you the news. We've been telling you too much about what you should think and on and on. In other words, a mea culpa at CBS. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So I thought it would be interesting to go back and look at the, let's just look at the lies we have been told by the mainstream press in 2025 to make his point. First, lie number one, Trump is responsible for the affordability crisis. Oh, right. So we're forgetting that Biden added $6 trillion in new spending. The inflation got up to 9% and it's down to 2.7. How about this? The mutilation of children is now gender care. Thank God the House of Representatives just passed some legislation to block chemical castration with these kids. Okay, how about this? Global warming is a threat to life on this planet. We're all going to die. Wait a minute. I'm old enough to remember 20 years ago, Al Gore saying that sea levels would rise 20 feet in 2 decades. It didn't happen. By the way, as another aside, did you know that we had the fewest number of deaths from natural disasters in 2025 than we've had ever? Well, no, wait a minute. How could that be? Global warming, right? How about this one? Islam is a peaceful religion. Every terrorist atrocity anywhere in the world I'm seeing basically is being fueled by this, quote, religion of peace, right? So Islam, they've given humanity such loving acts like, let's see, the subjugation of women, genital mutilations, honor killings, grooming gangs, no-go zones, rapes of, well, need I go on? Probably. And then my favorite, especially on the day after Mom Donnie comes in, socialism works. We've been told over and over, hallelujah. Okay. 62% of Americans younger than 30 now have a favorable view of socialism, thanks to the mainstream press. I would point out, in 1959, Cuba had one of the highest per capita gross domestic products in the hemisphere. I mentioned earlier Venezuela, fourth richest country in the whole world at one point. And here I would like to quote one of the greatest Americans of all time, President Ronald Reagan, who said this. There are only two places where socialism works. Heaven, where they don't need it, and hell, well, where they've already had it for some time. Ronald Reagan. And, of course, they told us U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is a Gestapo. I would like to say thank you for stopping the 10 to maybe 15 million illegal aliens who flooded the country under Biden. Thank you. For the first time in history, in the entire year of Donald Trump, we had only 105,000 people who are apprehended trying to come across. So our country is better for it. I would simply say that, well, lies are the handmaiden of liberalism, and every institution of the left, you name it, in mainstream press, public education, liberal churches, academia, lie shamelessly. And back to the original quote of Joseph Goebbels, which is, if you tell a lie that's big enough and you tell it often enough, people believe it. Unfortunately, many of those people are coming of age to be able to vote. So we have our work cut out for us, but Donald Trump has 3 more years to try to make things better to the degree that it's irrefutable of what his approach is doing. All right, we are got to take a little break here. Give me some more of your text. I'm fascinated by what you think. Howdy, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm just fascinated by some of the texts that I'm getting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, and you may share in this dialogue, 800-905-0989. And it is a dialogue, not a monologue. I do like to talk and share these thoughts with you, but that's what makes talk radio work to me. You know what I miss? I just have to be honest. I started doing talk radio in, the mid-70s. And as I've mentioned before, my dad was a very famous, started doing talk radio in the early 50s. So he was one of the very, he was a pioneer in that. And in those days, there was pretext. So everybody literally spoke with one another. Do you miss that? I'm just a bit of transparency here. Of course I text, and we all do. I mean, it's a convenience in many ways. But you know, I think one of the most beautiful things in the world is conversation, verbal conversation. I would go so far as to say this. I really believe this, that arguably one of the greatest gifts you can give another person is your undivided attention. People are dying for someone to just listen to them. We live in a time where everybody wants, think of the internet, what it's become. Everybody wants to take selfies and have their own, they want the world to hear them. Well, on an interpersonal level, when you develop the skill of actively listening to another person, by that I mean not just thinking about what you're going to say next or waiting for them to shut the heck up so you can tell them what you think, to really listen to what people say, they will be enriched. You will be enriched because inevitably somebody's going to tell you something you didn't know, even though you may think you know a lot. And the other thing about texting, and this sounds funny since I'm getting ready to read some text, but truth of it is, there's no nuance. With conversation, with verbal conversation, kind of depends on how you say something, not just what you say. You get my drift? You can't do that really with a text. So anyway, let me read some texts. I'll try to read them as if they were verbal. What a treat I get to listen to Tony Dale, and it's not sad. Thank you for that. What a sweet thought. People, here's another. People need to learn that the modern-day Democrats are the true enemies of the American people. I certainly would agree with that. Hi, Tony. I work in Asheville. 99% of them believe socialism would help us all. Please give me some real facts to give them that socialism will not work. Oh, where does one even begin? I had some facts I gave out a little earlier. But, well, hey, all you have to do is just do a little search on how the economics worked out in Russia during the Russian Soviet Union period. You can look at China and see what started with Mao as a cultural revolution and socialism morphed into a weird hybrid of it. But the most recent and probably most egregious example, look at Venezuela. My golly. Fourth richest country in the world a couple of decades ago. They have 300 billion barrels of oil sitting there in the Orinoco Basin. 300 billion. The largest reserves of any country in the world. More than Saudi Arabia. And thanks to electing Hugo Chavez and now Maduro later, they are impoverished. Their people, it got so bad in Venezuela, at one point, they literally were killing the zoo animals and eating them because they had no food. That's a fact. I actually know some people who got out of Venezuela, and they could tell you horror stories. Okay, so there's plenty out there. But they truly believe, under socialism, that we will all become equally rich. It's true. Oh, here's a good one. Hand count paper ballots and you'll get elections instead of selections as they've done in New York City. Boy, amen to that one. This is a nice comment. I want to thank you for the breakdown and input of social climate today. People need to hear this. Not everybody agrees. Because I get this text. If your goal is to preach to the choir, continue on. I'm just saying, if you have a goal of persuading and engaging people who may be open to consider a different approach, well, here's being a Christian, I'm speaking truth in love. I'm not coming from a place of hatred, but I'm coming from a place of just saying it as it is. How else can you do that? That's what I loved about Rush Limbaugh. He did not care who he offended or why. He just wanted to tell the truth. And of course, if I might, who is the quickest to take umbrage? Who is the quickest to complain? We have a name for them. We call them Karens. Do you get my drift here? It's the left that whines and cries and whinges. That's not fair. You've got to accept me. I'm a transgender XYZ old thing. No, I don't. I'm going to believe in this particular instance in science. There are two genders, which leads to, if I might, this is kind of interesting. The Supreme Court. You mentioned this. We now have all sorts of people who are judges, one of them, a black woman, of course, in the Supreme Court, who, when asked in the hearings if she could determine what was a male and a female, she said no, which ties into a text here. We are headed for a constitutional crisis where the strong, non-credentialed males will refuse to pay taxes, to be ruled by a female judicial tyranny who got their credentials in violation of SCOTUS rulings, see Balky versus USC 1974, and against so-called gender or race admissions to professional programs in higher education. What he is very, very well put. Thank you for that. That was good. And you're right. What we have here is a choice. We can take one of two paths. We can head back toward the foundational things that got us here, that have made America the greatest country in the world, which was what? Meritocracy. You rose to the level of your willingness to work hard, learn things, do things, build things. Or we could go back to the 60s, which is, well, we have protected classes because it was unfair. We had slavery and races and all. We have to give them an extra help. And the ruling he's referring to is part of that. So in modern times, this has become DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what that stands for, right? So we've made this the overarching worldview to how we go about determining who should get a job, who should go to school, and so forth. And what has been the result? We have the worst outcomes in the educational system in the history of this country. There are college kids that are taking eighth grade math because they can't do the math. You look at the dropout rate. It's unquestionable. You can go do the research yourself. I'm sure you've heard this. If you're listening to talk radio, I'm sure you know this. So, this is a time of inflection, an inflection point. We have a president that's trying to steer us back onto a course that we should be on. We voted for him by a majority. Let's stick with the program and start thinking clearly again. And if somebody's offended, well, I'm sorry, as the old saying goes, I guess the truth hurts. So whine. Why not? It's what you do best. Tony Dale back with more after this. Well, howdy. Welcome back. So glad you're here. So glad I'm here, actually. What a joy to get to fill in for my favorite talk show host, Tara, who is just a delightful person. She really is. Speaking of, if you don't know this about Tara, you should, because she would never tell you this. But having gotten to know her and kind of hung out with her and her family, not only is Tara one of the best talk show hosts in the country, Lord, please don't ever have her move. She and her husband are phenomenal parents. They have raised their three children to be some of the most bright, hardworking, smart, and they've done it largely through sort of a combination of homeschooling and distance learning and so forth. But she is an example of someone who is able to be a phenomenally good mother and a brilliant person in her career. And she speaks truth to her children, which is why I find this is an interesting thing. So obviously somebody's not happy with me here. Unfortunately, the texture's correct. 99% of all talk show hosts rely on the echo chamber, in all caps. Consultants tell them that is what the majority of the audience wants to hear. And that's all you get. Unless, of course, they are simply bottom-dwelling members of the 7,000 club. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the real echo chamber, shall we? Talk radio represents a tiny little slice of media. Whereas the mainstream press is the largest echo chamber. I read in an earlier segment a whole list of the biggest falsehoods we were told by the mainstream press in 2025. I won't go back and belabor that. But I will give you this thought, dear texter. Echo chamber? Well, as mentioned earlier, we used to trust the mainstream press because they didn't lie to us in a giant echo chamber as they do now, which is why we've gone from 80% of the people trusting the mainstream press back in the 70s, when I first started doing talk radio, incidentally, to today when it has dropped to a mere 21%. Secondly, I would say this. What is an echo chamber? It's just a place that reflects whatever's being said back to one, right? So really what matters is what is being said. Wouldn't that be the case? That being said, one would have to say you'd want to go and listen to the people who are telling you the truth most often, which I submit to you is talk radio and also the alternative. Here's the other exciting thing. As a counterweight and a reaction to the complete takeover of the press and academia over the last 30, 40 years or so, there is an alternative media that's come into being. Breitbart, Zero Hedge, American Thinker, The Federalist, even possibly, shocker that it is, CBS. I mentioned earlier that this week they came out and actually did what was sort of a mea culpa thing where they said, yes, it's true, the mainstream press is not, we've not been doing our jobs well, and we're going to do better in the future, and we're going to try to not give you as much of what we think you should hear as what's actually happening. Actually, why? Because they brought in Barry Weiss, who started the Free Press, and she's now running the news department, and the liberals over in CBS are about to lose it. 60 Minutes, oh my gosh, it's horrible. Well, there you go. So let's get back to this, because I think this is such a clever, clever thing. Tony, a group of lions is called a pride. A group of owls is called a parliament. A group of Karens is called a complaint. That is brilliant. I've got to remember that one. Okay. It told me everything exactly that I need to know. Here it is. Good morning, Tony. I've known three men that escaped communism, one from Romania, one from Cuba, and one from Venezuela. And in the end of our discussions, they told me exactly the same thing. Never give up your guns. Amen, brother, to that one. And that's what makes, you wouldn't know this, but I lived in New Zealand for 3 years and worked on radio and television over there. And of course, they're quite liberal. That's why I didn't stick around any longer than I did. But you have to have all kinds of licenses. Well, you saw this what happened at Bondi Beach here a week or so back, right, where the Islamist radicals from of course, the peaceful religion of Islam murdered a bunch of people at Bondi Beach. In the country where you can't, it's all you can do, you can't get a gun unless you go through all these hoops and it can only be a certain time. Well, of course, what immediately happened in Australia? They were blaming the guns. That's what happens here. All right. Tony, tell the texter that people who are deluded enough to believe in socialism don't believe in facts. There's no amount of proof that you can offer them. Yep. Sadly true. But that is why here's another texter. The only place that you can get the truth in news is on talk radio anymore. I would submit to you, it's actually not, because I do show prep, and so I find there are some great thinkers out there, great thinkers. You can find them on all these different places. X, however, thank you, Elon Musk, X has become so big that you can't hide anymore. The truth is out there, as they used to say on the TV show, and it is on talk radio, it's on X, and so forth. It's in all of those things. I want to tell you a reason to stick around coming up in the next hour. I'm going to have Michael Thompson on, who wrote a book called Heart of a Warrior and King Me, and is part of a movement of men teaching them how to be good, godly men in Christ in a time when men are under assault, when there are more fatherless homes than there have ever been. There are some things happening that are incredibly encouraging, and this in particular is one of them. So that's something I hope that you would stick around for. I'll leave you with one last quick thought. Where do people trust each other the most? Sweden. 83% of the people trust each other in Sweden. United States, we're down to 55. And you get on down to Mexico, it's 18% of people trust each other. We used to trust each other a lot more. Part of it is we've lost trust in our institutions and each other. So how does that get fixed? We'll explore all of those thoughts in the coming hour. Do stick around.